Hello and welcome to the recording for Kids in the Way for Sunday, the 8th of August. Hope you guys are enjoying your holiday and taking things easy. And yeah, just enjoying the crazy weather we're getting. It's really not very simple weather at all, is it? But there we go. What can you do? Okay, now, this country we're going to do today is a really tricky one because I didn't know a lot about it when we started, and it's not a very common country. So, for 5 points, the island is known as the land of churches. For 4 points, it was the first nation to adopt Christianity as a state religion. For 3 points, church is part of the school curriculum. For 2 points, it has Noah's Ark on its coat of arms. And for 1 point, its capital is Yerevan. Okay. From all that, I really, you know, I'll be very impressed if you did get it. The country I'm talking about today is Armenia. So, not a very, very common one, but I like the name. There we go. So, Armenia is also home to 345 of 530 European bird species. So, a lot of twitchers go there. They love it. Okay, so today's miracle, we're talking about when Jesus healed a woman of canine. Although this was the woman's daughter that Jesus healed. So I quite like this story. It's really great. It's from Matthew chapter 15 from verse 22. And the Bible says, a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." She replied, and he said, "I was only sent to the..." Okay, sorry. "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Right, so quite an interesting story of a miracle about the faith that you have. If you have enough faith to keep asking, if you have enough faith to keep knocking on the door, like the miracle that when we were talking about the parables, and Jesus told a parable about a widow who kept knocking at the judge's door wanting him to deal with her matter, and he finally did because she kept asking and he just wanted some peace and quiet. We are supposed to have that sort of faith. We are supposed to have faith enough to keep asking and keep begging, keep asking God for recompense, making sure that God deals with our matter. And that sort of faith is rewarded. Okay, now, she called Jesus Lord to show that he has power and authority. And she called him the son of David, meaning that he was a king from kings, because David was Israel's king. So sometimes you have to give people their honor. You have to acknowledge that they are in authority. And, you know, if you go to Jesus and say you are the great healer and you're looking for healing, that obviously is a good thing because it's showing that you understand that he is the person to come to. And she asked for mercy. And mercy is not based on what the situation is. It's not based on whether she deserved it or not. It's based on Jesus's compassion and Jesus understanding that even though she might not deserve the mercy, even though she might have done things wrong, it's based on how he feels, his compassion, whether he understands the situation. And she had faith that Jesus had control over demons and that he could help her. And that's what the faith we need. We need to believe for supernatural things. We need to believe that he can do amazing things in our lives and that he's the only one who can change the situation. Because here, oddly, we see that Jesus tried to put her off. First of all, by ignoring her. But she kept she was persistent and was annoying the disciples because she knew he was the only one who could help. She understood that there was no other recourse. There was no one else who could help her. And then Jesus says that she doesn't deserve a portion. She doesn't deserve this miracle because he's only sent to a certain group and she's outside of that group. And I wonder whether you have ever been excluded from a group or made to feel that you are outside of a group and you don't deserve a certain blessing or a certain thing because you're outside of the group. But she puts herself below him and she worships him and she still says, still, you're the only person, even if you give me crumbs. And I love this bit that she says, a little with Jesus is better than nothing at all. That I don't have to sit at the table, even if I was at the bottom of the table, just getting the crumbs from the table from you, that would be enough for me. I don't need all the bread. I just need a little crumb of a bread. And that will be enough to change my life, to intervene for my daughter and to make a difference. Because we don't need the whole pizzazz. We don't need, you know, fireworks and all of that. Just a little spark from Jesus is enough to change the whole situation. And then that's when Jesus recognizes that, wow, she actually has a lot of faith. She has a lot of faith. And that faith is like an attractive magnet to Jesus. He's drawn to that. And he says, it will be done for you according to your faith. And, you know, and that's not the first time Jesus says that. That according to your faith, you know, because of your faith, then you're going to get this. Because of your faith, you're going to get this blessing. And she does. And she gets what she needs. Her daughter is made well. And we need to be that sure of Jesus's power in our lives. We need to be that sure of miracles to know that even if we get a little bit, it is more than enough. So God bless you. And I hope you learned something from this. I know it's really short today. But take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.